For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
Rebecca here at Cabot Panther Pavilion. It is the Cabot Pre-Holiday Classic. It's the Lady Bombers with a 59-24 lead over J.A. Fair War Eagles. Payne with the basketball. Hands it off to Hudson. She shoots it from a long three from the right base sideline. So Hudson hitting that big three for the Lady Bombers makes it 62-24, 7:38 left in this ball game. War Eagles inside. Sanders puts it up. She misses the basket. Penn with the rebound. Able to find Payne. Payne takes it down the floor, drives inside the paint. She loses the ball, but she's going to be fouled. That foul's going to be on number 13, Jones. Her third, team foul number 9, Emily Payne to the line. Shoot the 1-1. Emily Payne with the 1-1 for the Lady Bombers. She hits the first one. Payne to shoot one more. And we are in the mercy rule, so the clock does not stop. She hits the second one. Emily Payne, 2-for-2 from the line, makes it 64-24, 40-point lead for the Lady Bombers with 6:30 left in this game. Winston with the ball, finds Sanders on that right side. Hands it off to Turner Miles. She pulls up right base sideline. Cannot hit the basket. Coming down with the rebound as Arabis, Sophia Arabis, in for the Lady Bombers. Loose ball on the floor. Coming up with it is Payne. Ball gets knocked around. And Payne's going to be called for the foul. Picks up her third foul. Team foul number 3, and it's going back to the War Eagles. Winston with the basketball, takes it down the floor, pulls up the long three from the top of the key, and she hits her first points in this ball game, makes it 64-27 with 5:36 left in this ball game. Payne inside, tries to hand it off to Grace Uchman. She's in the ball game as well for the Lady Bombers. So you got Payne, Uchman, Abby Martin inside the game. Uchman with the basketball gets called out of bounds. She drives base side line. Ball will go back to the War Eagles with 5 minutes left, 64-27. Lady Bombers with the lead. Looks like they will face off against the BB Lady Badgers, and we hope that they get that win. Loose ball on the floor, coming down with it is Hudson. She takes it, drives it inside the paint, pulls up, misses the basket, but she is going to get the foul. And that foul is going to be on number 21, Turner Miles, her fourth foul. Team foul number 10 to the line is going to be Hudson, Mariah Hudson. She hits her first one. Clock is still continuing on. 65-27. Hudson with her second free throw. Misses it off the back of the iron. Comes up short. Pulled down by Turner Miles. And she's going to be foul on the drive. That foul is going to be on number 12, Abby Martin, her second foul. Team foul number 4. Winston inbound the ball for the War Eagles. Tries to go inside. She does find Samuel. She pulls up, misses the bucket. And she's going to be fouled on that. And that's going to be on Sophia Abris, her first foul. Team foul number five. Samuels misses the first one but makes the second one for the War Eagles. Makes it 65-28, 3:15 left in this ball game. Hudson with the basketball for the Lady Bombers, working it right to left. Finds Payne on that right baseline line. Kicks it back up to the wing to Martin. Tries to go inside to Abris. She misses it. Ricochets into Winston's hand. She takes it, drives it down to the paint, pulls up, hits it off the glass, misses the basket. But on the putback is Sanders for the two. Makes it 65-30 with 2:45 left in this ball game. Payne with the basket, drives, finds Uchman. She pulls it up. Gracie Uchman getting her first 2 points in the game. 67-30, 2:30 left in this ball game. J.A. Fair with the basketball. Turner Miles. You would think that they would try to score as early as often as they could, being down by 37, but they're taking their time. And once again, Miles' long three is an air ball and will go out of bounds. Hudson with the inbound pass to Payne. Full court pressure being put on by the War Eagles. Uchman tries to go inside to Abris. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with the Lady Bombers with 1:53 left in this ball game. Hudson on the inbound pass on the baseline line. Able to find Martin. Martin takes it, goes inside. Ball gets knocked loose. Coming up with it is Sanders. And then Uchman knocks it off into Martin's hand. She takes it, drives it back down for the Lady Bombers. Payne pulls up from the left side. Emily Payne with the three. I'm getting my people mixed up. Emily Payne, 40-point lead. Lady Bombers, 1:20 left in this ball game. Winston with the basketball for the War Eagles. Goes left side, pulls up, hits the bucket. I'm sure if Billy Uchman was to see his daughter do that right now, he would have a look on his face as Gracie Uchman gets called for the foul. And I can pick on Gracie a little bit. I used to coach her when she was about 10, 11, 12 years old, and now she's in high school. So not only did Winston hit the bucket, she also hits the free throw, makes it 70-33. And then Emily Payne answered back with a long three. She's hitting it off that left wing, makes it 73-33, 33 seconds left in this ball game. Miles with the basketball, goes inside, misses it, pushes it back out. And a long three from Avery. Can't hit it. Miles gets it. She tries to do the reverse bucket. She can't come up with it. Martin with the rebound finds Hudson. Hudson pushes up the floor. We're down to 10 seconds left in the ball game. Hudson drives all the way, pulls up, misses the layup. Loose ball. And who's going to come up with it? Samuels to Turner Miles. She puts it up, hits the bucket. And that's the end of the ball game, folks. It is the Mountain Home Lady Bombers, 73. The J.A. Fair Lady War Eagles, 35. And we'll be back here shortly with some end of the game scoring stats here on the Classic Hits 101.7 Lady Bombers Basketball.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.